Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. No hesitation. You say, well, how can he do that? God commanded it. But again, believing that if this was the way God would take his son, then he believed that God would raise him again. But here, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. Here's where we're going to see a comparison in 2 Samuel 24, because the angel of the Lord was sent to destroy Jerusalem. That condemnation was on Jerusalem, and the Lord stayed his hand. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, here am I. Now the word angel here means messenger of the Lord. And I believe that even here it was none other than God himself, Christ himself, who is this messenger, the messenger of the covenant, not a created being. And the reason I say that is because the angel of the Lord called on who's, he's the messenger of Jehovah. That's Christ. He said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, notice, from me. This is the angel of the Lord speaking, but he's referring to himself. This is a pre-incarnate revelation of Christ. I know when we read this, honestly, in your heart, can you tell me that you truly believe that you're as bad as what is written here? Most of us don't. And that's the deception. That's the deception of the heart. Maybe that's applying to somebody else, but not me. Look at what the scriptures say. Here's the doctor's report. It says here, in verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things. Now when you think about deception, it's subtle, isn't it? If someone were to come up to you and tell you, I'm here to tell you a lie, your ears perk up. If somebody truly wants to deceive you, and today we're with the internet and other things, they're talking about all kinds of ways that people are getting hacked and identity stolen. Does anybody just willingly say, I want to be deceived? No. It's subtle. And then when you find out about it, you go back and think, wow, that's what caused that. That's what this word deceitful means. That in the face of that evil, you can't even perceive it as evil. And desperately wicked, who can know it? That's the heart. I'll tell you the greatest deception today. This may shock some of you. It's not in the bars. It's not in the prostitute houses. It's not out there on the bridge with the homeless. The greatest deception today is in places of worship. Where week in, week out, day in, day out, people are being told it's okay. You just say this little prayer, and if you really mean it, then you can be as sure of heaven as your own name. And people go out of that doctor's office, false doctor's office, feeling like, oh, okay, good. That's all it was. Without ever perceiving that right there in that false religion, what they're being given is fig leaves. Imagine if people came to death and said, come naked, number one, and number two, we're going to hand out fig leaves. You're like, what? You'd say, that's ridiculous. No. But that's exactly what is going on right now at this hour where many people are meeting. They're naked and don't know it, or holy God, and they've got a fig leaf covering that somebody gave them that just like in the fall in the garden will not stand up to the holiness of God. And yet, there's the people of Israel in that land. What does that speak to? Not Israel's faithfulness, that's for sure, but the faithfulness of God. And I believe it's going to stay that way all the way to the end of the world. As God said so, as long as the moon shines, the sun rises, he would be faithful to that land. Now, man and his pride over there, they think, well, we're still favored sons of God. No, there's only one favored son of God. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ alone. But they hate him. To this day, they will not hear him unless they're one of the remnants that God has been pleased and redeemed by the blood of his son. But God is faithful. And that's what Jacob is recounting here. And even as sons of Jacob, we must see ourselves in this, that if God has been pleased to be merciful to us, just like Bob read again in Romans 9, that commentary, I'll be merciful to whom I'll be merciful, and I have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You can't even look at yourself and think, well, it's because I did this or that that God's being favorable to me. No. That's foolish thinking. For Christ's sake.